Gail Wilson from the Overseas Development Institute. I'm reporting from the OECD Aid for Trade Policy Dialogue. I'm here with David Luke, who's Senior Advisor and Coordinator at the UNDP. David, from your own experience, can you tell us what has worked in the Aid for Trade initiative and why?
What has worked is I think there is now a greater awareness of the role that trade can play in economic growth, in bringing about substantive change in any country's economy. I think, compared to, say, 20, 25 years ago, there's much greater awareness of all of these issues in the poorest countries, in least developed countries, and then there has been at any point in time. So I think, that is a positive. I think that is something that definitely has changed. There's greater interest, greater engagement. I think there are, of course, challenges. I know you want to come to that, but I would say that that is a positive.
And can you tell us a little bit about what challenges remain?
I think you heard a lot about the challenges, but I would just put my finger on one, which I think is very critical, and it's this whole issue of mainstreaming trade in national development strategies and so on. I know it's talked about a lot, but trade really needs to be joined up with various other initiatives in the country, in government, in the private sector, even if you like in civil society. And so it does mean that there has to be a strategic approach. It will not all just come together. There has to be a strategic approach. And I sense that this is really what a lot of countries are struggling over. If you like, you never can arrive at a perfect solution on mainstreaming trade. But for countries that are really just starting to engage with trade, it seems to me that this whole issue of mainstreaming trade is a key challenge. There are, of course, many other issues, policy issues, technical issues that we've been discussing here today, thickness of borders and all these aspects. But I think the key really is the mainstreaming trade. And if countries get that right, most of the other policy issues tend to fall in place.